is speaking in these meetings. Amen. I said he's speaking. He's saying things in the meetings themselves. He's saying things to us as individuals. He's speaking. He's speaking to the church. He's speaking to your pastors. He's speaking to you individually. He's speaking to the body of Christ. I mean, there are all kinds of dimensions that God is moving and speaking. Amen. That's what we've been talking about. This is life in the Spirit. When you do life with Him and you have a relationship with Him, you have contact and you have conversation. Amen. We expect to have conversation with Him because every relationship is based on conversation. You can't progress in any relationship without conversation. And so conversation, of course, is two ways, isn't it? Amen. And then it also isn't just two people. You know, a conversation then can include several people. We can have group conversations. We can have all kinds of things going on. I think there's some group stuff happening tonight. I think that God's wanting to say some things through different folks. I know some things He laid on my heart. We'll just see how it comes out because we're just all following Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe there's some other things He wants to say and do and demonstrate in this house because all the possibilities are on the table. All the possibilities are on the table. I don't know what you need, but He knows what you need. And He knows how to get it to you. Every interaction with God is through the heart. It's not through the pew. In other words, it's not just because you came to church. But every interaction with God is through the heart or through the Spirit. That's what He's been helping us to get greater awareness of in these meetings in particular. Some things He's been branding on my heart, some things He's been branding on Brother Jim's heart and Leanne's heart. And you know, there's just time that things come out the way God wants to say them. Amen. But every interaction with God is through the heart. And so every time you open your heart, He'll flood. He'll flood you with revelation. He'll flood you with truth. He's the Spirit of truth. And He said that He would guide us into all truth. Amen. I said He will guide you into all truth. So if your heart is open to Him, then your heart is open for more truth. Glory to God. His word is progressive revelation. We're in a different time than we've ever been in before. We need answers for the time we're in. We need answers for the time we're in. Amen. So He's speaking to your situation now. Glory to God. Amen. In 1 Samuel, when Samuel was just a child, you know, his mother had dedicated him to the Lord. She was barren, and God granted her request and gave her a son. And she dedicated him to the Lord. She gave him to the Lord. As soon as he was weaned, she sent him to the temple. And as a small child, the Bible says in 1 Samuel, I think it's the third chapter, it said, in those days there was no widespread revelation. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And so God spoke to a kid. Apparently, no one else was listening. Samuel didn't even know God, and God said, Samuel! Called him. Amen. He wasn't acquainted with the Lord. He was working for Eli in the temple. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Nobody was listening. But we're listening. I said, we're listening. Hallelujah. There is revelation flowing continually from the throne of God to His people, to His children. We know His voice. And a stranger's voice, we will not follow. We're not going to fall into error. We're just going to keep on going into more and more truth. Amen. Somebody ought to get happy about it. Amen. Because there's more. So much more. So much more. Hallelujah. There there's more. So much more. Hallelujah. Robin, help me out. Glory to God.
We can exhaust His goodness. Oh, it never fails. It's unending. Oh, so strong in His presence, in this place. Oh, and He's taken us to new places in Him. Oh, we're rising and walking in
Him. In Him. In Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. In His presence are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Miss Leanne, is there anything stirring in you yet? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's stir ourselves up. We're a spirit-filled church. La zingombre la gada shala goroboso se bada casa. Yes. God, glory to God, we give you honor. So good. So very good to us. Lord, we thank you tonight for unction and for utterance, precision, making known your words to us, your revelation to us, taking us on a course for more. Oh, we want to know you, as Paul said, and the power of the resurrection, that we've been seated together in heavenly places in Christ, far above all principality and might and power and dominion and every name that is named. That's where we are, seated in that place. Take our place tonight. Hallelujah. We take our place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Gaston rebele che densa bado coste presente. Andoro bora bella gestin sembo dopo costa pratasasto. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Praise God. Because your hearts are open, he's just flooding right in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Come on, continue to magnify him. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ambrocostum redereveshe legere maso. Hallelujah. Omre belega sandro no kushte. Angroto sombre menega stanza. Ore vela kasi. That hole in your eardrum is being healed right now. Thank you, Lord. Hole in your eardrum is being healed right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Es un revere candi sombro no stetissa mante vidro sote. Ora balagessima no shamrano koto bose. Ah ha ha ha. Ore vele tianda casto bro de veshi mali ki soboro manadante de. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. This might be all we do tonight. Praise the Lord. Don't think, when are we going to stop doing this and do something else? We're doing what he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. He's rebuilding someone's sinus area. He's rebuilding something that was destroyed or crushed in that area. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's rebuilding. He's rebuilding the whole structure there. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who is that? Who does that pertain to? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Something that was damaged in that area of your face, maybe from a break or an accident even, disease, I don't know, but he's restructuring and rebuilding. Hallelujah. Glory to God, who is that? Receive right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. If you've got that little feeling on the inside of you that says, oh, that might be me, it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who was it with the hole in the eardrum? Who was it that had the hole in the eardrum? I know you're here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We also want to add our supply of the Spirit to Brother Greg back there as well again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jim, you want to go with me up there? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll just come to you. Glory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Jesus is Lord. Amen. I said, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Yes. We add our supply of the Spirit. Hey, hey, hey. Moon, gara manja de da 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 sombra de la king de de shake. Oh, brabaga shake de ba sombro do do sto de ha 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 ha. Oh, mazinga jene nege sambro do ba ba shemene de ke se. Ha 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 ha. Oh, rebella gishimana ge de ba sombro de be she de se. Illa ba ko sombro sombro do ko sa. No. That's right. Yes. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, mama shtimre de 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 kesama. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Glory. Victory, victory, victory. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kamash to the shebra no koso pobre veste. Ando sombro gamash mene nike dese. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just grab the victory. Just grab the victory. Just grab the victory. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, bamashim brede de ke sado do bo she de de ke so se. Ingo sambranda kashim brede de ke so do na bashe de se. Ha 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 ha. Inda maso sa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he says. That's right. Victory, 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 victory. Ha 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 ha. No, no, no. There's no losing. There's no losing. This is victory. This is victory. Ha ha ha. God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with me to Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Isaiah, the 11th chapter. If I could just say everything in tongues, that'd be awesome. Hallelujah. Robin, just keep playing. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, the 11th chapter, in the second verse. Well, I'll start in the first. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Jesus said in Luke's gospel, the 4th chapter, the spirit of the Lord is on me. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me. Amen. You know that word anoint? In its simplest definition, is just rub, paint, smear. One substance on another. And so Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because God has put Himself on me. Amen. Everything he did because the Spirit of the Lord was on him. Philippians says, let this mind be in you. Let it. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. But came in the form of a servant, came as a man. Now, the King James, when it says, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, that doesn't really compute with our minds. What does that mean, robbery equal with God? It just meant that what he had with God in heaven, he didn't consider it something to be held on to, but he laid it aside when he came. What he had with God in the beginning, he laid aside to come as a man with God then on him. So that as a man with God on him, he would show us all how it works. Amen? Not to just show us who he was, but to show us who we are now that we've been raised up together and seated together in him in heavenly places. Amen? The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of the understanding, and the spirit of all of that is the Holy Spirit on the inside. Amen. And everything God is endeavoring us to get to, and what he's saying, this is Life in the Spirit conference. It's if you'll pardon us and listen carefully, we're not. Let's just listen very carefully. It's not Life in the Bible conference. It's Life in the Spirit conference, which includes everything the Bible says about us. Amen? But we're talking about connecting with the one who breathed those words, the one who initiated those words, so that when you hear those words, you connect with the one who speaks them. Amen. It's all about who we are in him. Jesus, you know, Nicodemus came to Jesus. We said this the other day in John's gospel, the 3rd chapter, when Nicodemus came to him and said, we can tell that you're from God. No man can do the things that you're doing unless God's with him. And Jesus said, unless a man is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born from above, born again. When you got born again, when you received Jesus, it was a brand new beginning, 2 Corinthians the 5th chapter says. Hereby we know no man after the flesh now, but only after the Spirit. Because when you became a new creature in Christ, he recreated your spirit to have the capacity of all that he is. Amen. And Paul said to the Corinthian church, he said, I would really like to tell you more about the deeper things of God, but you're acting like people, like mere humans. Natural man doesn't receive the things of God. Come on, tap into your spirit. That's who you are. You're born from above. Glory to God. You know, we served Brother Hagin's ministry on staff as employees and served his ministry for 10 years. And have followed the ministry for, you know, now 40 years. And, but people always often say to us, what's the main thing you got from Brother Hagin? What did you really get from Brother Hagin? And, of course, everybody knows his teaching on faith. Profound. I mean, God branded that in him. It was his assignment on the earth to teach my people faith. Amen. And because his teaching on faith was his assignment, that's the path God had him on for that generation. Amen. That doesn't mean, and listen carefully, doesn't mean that Kenneth Hagin held all the revelation for everything. Just because the message of faith helped us unlock so many things. Amen. I'm so grateful for the revelation of so many areas, amen, but his main assignment was faith. The Lord told him, go teach my people faith. He didn't say teach faith people faith. He said teach my people faith. This isn't just something we have as our little club. God said my people need to know about faith. Thank God for the revelation. Amen. Changed my life. Is still changing my life. But the thing that I got from him more than even that was how to follow the inward witness. Following the inward witness, because that's how he demonstrated a life of faith. He followed the inward witness. If you listen carefully to all of his messages, you will hear how many times the Lord spoke to him. Not because he's a prophet. The Lord spoke to him from the time he was a 15, 16-year-old boy. Amen. And we often will elevate somebody because we so respect them and think, well, they hear from God better than anybody. That's not true. They just know how to listen. And when we cultivate that on the inside of us, amen. Cultivate that and pay attention and hear his voice and trust what he said, that my sheep know my voice. You know, religion has a reputation. Religion has a reputation of never trusting people to really know God. Religion keeps people separated from God. God's way up here. People are way down here. You can't ever expect to really meet. God pulls all the strings. God does all the stuff. And you just blindly follow. And, you know, Christian radio will help enforce all of that. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you. Lord, I don't know why you're doing this all to me. But if me being broken will help me praise you, then bring it on. It's religious. It's a religious spirit in the world that says you can't ever really know God for yourself. Trust somebody else to do it for you. You can't trust you. You can't. You're just making that up. You're just thinking that all. You just don't know. No, you couldn't possibly have that much success in your life. And that prevailing spirit in the earth today that says, don't ever do anything for yourself anymore, we'll handle it for you. Whether it's government, whether it's the medical field, whether it's anything else, you couldn't possibly, I know there's a lot of information out there, but you got to trust us. Don't think for yourself anymore. Amen. But I'm telling you, revelation is coming. The word of the Lord is not rare. There is widespread revelation. Amen. I said there is widespread revelation to be had. And God trusts you to hear from Him. He would not have given you His precious Holy Spirit as the seal of your redemption if He didn't trust you to hear from Him and trust you to have conversations with Him and trust you to know Him. It's why Jesus came. So we would have direct access back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We're not taking our own redemption seriously if we're not going in that way with God. And if we only, quote, use our faith to get out of a jam, and only use our faith when something comes at us that we can't figure out, we are living on such a low level. Such a low level. You are a recreated spirit made in the image and the likeness of God to take dominion on this earth, just as Jesus did when He was here in the flesh. But we've got to believe it. Amen. Who is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? Everything in the New Testament points to Him. Amen. Jesus, when He was on this earth and all the things that He did, He always pointed everyone to the Father, didn't He? Whenever something happened, He told His disciples, it's not me, it's Him. It's Him doing the works. I'm pointing you to the Father. I'm pointing you to the Father. I'm pointing you to the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Right? Everything He did, it's not me, it's Him. It's not me, it's Him. So that you know that you can do everything with Him. And then right before He left, He said, guess what? It's getting ready to be better for you. It's getting ready to be better for you. Things are about to change. After I go and I finish all the work that I came here to do, when I finish it and I go back up to my Father, I'm going to pray the Father and He's going to send you one exactly like me because He is me. Amen. And He's not just going to be with you, He's going to be in you. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. In that day, you will ask me nothing. He said, you'll be able to go directly to the Father. And He said, I'm not saying you'll come and then I'll go to the Father. No, you can go directly to the Father. Amen. Now, we all know this in theory. We all know it's true. But come on, it's time to experience life the way He meant us to have it. Amen. More in this day than any other, we need to rise above and be the spirits He made us to be. Hallelujah. Can you go with me to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter? Glory. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Praise the Lord. We're going to get better at being spirits. Amen. He said, natural man can't receive the things of God, for they are foolishness to him. Amen. But God speaks, thank you, Lord, by His Spirit to those who are listening and those who are hearing. Amen. We can hear him. Praise God. But we've also got to realize that we are, of course, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And because we're three parts like that, each part has an influence. But you've got to remember which part of you should be dominant. Because now that you're born from above, that's your operating system. Amen. We don't operate as mere humans anymore. We have an offer to operate on a new system. Glory to God. In Romans, the 12th chapter, Paul admonished us, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body." You present your body. Who's you? The Spirit. You present your body, a living sacrifice. Amen? In other words, don't let your body be the one in charge. Don't let your body have the loudest voice. You, the Spirit, you present your body a living sacrifice to God. And he goes on to say, and renew your mind. So you renew your mind. Your mind is not you. You have a mind, you present your body, and you renew your mind. What do you renew it to? What he said. Amen? Praise the Lord. And again, I'll say it this way. I say, the reason we renew our mind with the Word is so it catches up with our spirit. We renew our mind to the things of God so it catches up to our recreated, born-again spirits who know Him. Amen? Your mind does need to understand some things. Your mind does need to know some things. When you spend time in His Word renewing your mind, you start to think the way He thinks. You start hearing the way he talks. Amen? He will never, that spirit that's on the inside of you, will never lead you astray or apart from or contrary to his word, the written word. He'll never go against that. He'll always enlighten you. He'll always give you revelation. He'll speak to you even what to read and what to feed on. Amen? Praise the Lord. But you, the spirit being, your body sometimes wants to fight you and your mind wants to fight you. Your mind would love to be in charge. Amen? When you pray in the spirit, we were saying this the other morning, when you pray in the spirit, the Bible says your mind is unfruitful, which means your mind is not dominant, but it sure wants to be. Have you ever tried to pray and suddenly your mind thinks of all kinds of things it would like to do right now? I need to clean the garage now. But I'm going to pray. No, I've got to clean out the junk drawer. I've got to go do laundry. I've got to go pick up this. I got to go. Your mind's going, I need to be in charge. You're not letting me be in charge. So I will keep reminding you of things you need to do. I'm just going to keep on talking and you can keep on ignoring. I'm not listening to you right now. I'm listening here. I'm not listening here. I'm listening here. I'm taking my time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Mind, I will deal with you later. Amen. So there are times that obviously, you're not unique in that respect that your mind will keep bothering you. Amen. But you will learn the skill. Because there's some skill required here. You'll learn the skills of when to just let it go. We'll talk to you later. We'll deal with those things later. I know life happens. I got to do those things, but not now. You're not interrupting my time here. Amen? So you got to know who's dominating what. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll get this out yet. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Is your heart open tonight? I believe it is. Verse 3, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Let me read this to you out of the Message. If our message is obscure to anyone, it's not because we're holding back in any way. No, it's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable God of darkness. They think he can give them what they want and they won't have to bother believing a truth they can't see. They're stone blind to the dayspring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we'll ever get. He is the best picture of God we'll ever get. Amen. Praise God. Verse 6. For it is the God who commands light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let me read verse 6 again. For it is the God who commands light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts. The God who commands light to shine out of darkness. You know, Hebrews says, by faith we understand, right? That he formed the world. Glory to God. Amen. I'm just going to read it. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Amen. The things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. God commanded light to shine out of darkness. Amen. That's who he is. Amen. He doesn't ignore darkness. He commands light to shine in darkness. He changes things. He forms things from his spirit, because he is spirit. Amen. And with his words, he formed everything that can be seen. Everything that can be seen was formed by the words of God himself. So God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give this light in us. And notice what the next verse says. Verse 7. But we have this treasure. This treasure. What is this treasure? The ability to command light to shine out of darkness. This is the treasure that he put on the inside of us, the ability to command light to shine out of darkness, the ability to change things. As spirit beings filled with God himself, we have the ability to change things. Amen. Now, you know, this church is based and formulated and has grown up, as I have, in what we call the message of faith or the word of faith. So we get this. Amen? We get how important words are. Isn't that right? I mean, Brother Hagin, the Lord told Brother Hagin, again, when he said, go teach my people faith, when the Lord enlightened Brother Hagin with Mark chapter 11, and he said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith will come to pass, he will have whatever he saith. Amen. And the Lord showed him that there's three times the word say is mentioned in that scripture relative to the believer. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he saith. Amen? He said the word say in some form relative to the believer is there three times. The word believe is there only one time. Shall believe in his heart, shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, shall not doubt in his heart. But so believe is there once, say is there three times. And the Lord told him many, 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 many years ago, you'll have to do three times as much preaching or teaching on the saying part in order for people to understand it, in order for people to get it. Three times as much preaching and teaching on the saying part. And that is what he spent the majority of his ministry on, the saying part. The saying part. And so when the Lord instructed him, you'll have to do three times as much preaching or teaching on the saying part in order for people to understand, in order for people to get it. And so God was swinging a pendulum way over here so that people would see it. Three times as much preaching on the saying part. That doesn't mean we do three times as much saying. But people took that pendulum all the way over here. Indulge me for a moment. Swung the pendulum over here, and we do three times as much saying, thinking the saying will do it. The saying will get the job done. Oh, I've been speaking it. I've been confessing it. I've got all my scriptures. I've got them on the wall. I've got them on the mirror. I've got them. I say them all the time. I'm saying my words. I'm saying my words. I'm saying my words. I'm saying them. Because words are important. I agree. Words are important. It's how God did everything. Amen. But it doesn't mean we do three times as much saying as believing. The Lord instructed him, you have to teach three times as much on it to get people to start to see it. Well, once they started seeing it, now we just gravitate to all that. And we got into a work side of just confessing and saying and saying and saying and saying. But he said the saying is a part. Believing is a part. Saying is a part. They're equal parts. And people started to go saying and neglected the believing, to be honest. We neglected the heart attitude. We neglected connecting with Him through our heart and thought just the words were going to get the job done. And people have done without and have not getting results. Because it's not the physical act of speaking that gets the job done. It's spirit communication, which is heart and mouth. If the mouth is not connected to the heart, the mouth is not getting anything. A parrot can say, I'm free all day long in a cage. And he's still in there. He can't speak from his heart. But you can. He has put this treasure in earthen vessels. He put this treasure in you, the ability to command light to shine out of darkness and put it in people. Amen. He goes on to say, are you okay? I know this has been different tonight. We're getting something out, I promise. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. There are too many people that we call faith people who basically are just stubborn people. I'm going to stand on the word. I'm going to get this. There's no joy in it. There's no peace in it. It's just, I'm going to confess this until I see it. So Paul is about to tell us something. And if you'll let me get this out, praise the Lord. Paul said, right after he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, now it sounds like he's got some bad confessions going on. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Already sounds like Christian radio. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Now, that doesn't sound real happy, does it? Doesn't sound real positive, does it? But I did a little study on this. I like to look up words. And just in the Strong's, I'm not a scholar by any means, but I can read definitions. And because I looked at this and I'm going, what does this mean? And basically it means this. When he said, we are hard-pressed on every side, that hard-pressed means, or we're troubled on every side, the King James says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed, King James. Hard-pressed means to crowd. We're crowded. Something's coming at us. But not distressed, he says, we're not in a narrow place. What is happening here is he's telling everything that's coming at him from this direction, and his reaction comes from this direction out. He says, we're crowded, but we're not in a narrow place. Persecuted or perplexed in the King James. Perplexed means to have no way out, to be at a loss. Persecuted but not in despair. Crushed, we are perplexed but not in despair. Perplexed means to have no way out, to be at a loss, but not in despair. We're not utterly destitute of measures or resources. So it says, from the outside, it says we've got no way out, but we're not at a loss for resources. We're not done. Persecuted, pursued, followed, but not forsaken. We're not leaving. We've been pursued. We've been followed, but we're not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Struck down, to throw down to the ground, but not destroyed. We're not put out of the way entirely. So he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. When things came at us, we pushed back. When it came at us this way, we said this. When it came at us this way, we pushed back from the inside out. When something came at us this way, we still pushed back. We're not done. We're not done. We've got something. We've got tools at our disposal to push away all the things that the world is trying to offer. Amen. Verse 13. And since we have, everybody say, since we have. Say, since we have. Notice it didn't say if we have. Since we have, what do we have? This treasure. Since we have this treasure in earthen vessels, the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has now shined in our hearts. Since we have the same Spirit of faith. Since we have the same Spirit of faith, I believed, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Since we have the same Spirit of faith, we believe and therefore speak. Since we have the same Spirit of faith, we believe and therefore speak. We don't just speak. It's because we have the same Spirit of faith. Amen. Now that word Spirit, I've just been, you know, God said there's revelation coming. Amen. Revelation for this time. Hallelujah. We've kind of taken this verse, the Spirit of faith, and we've kind of made it an attitude of faith. We've kind of taught that it's an attitude of faith. And the attitude of faith believes and speaks because that's the faith message. And people who like the faith message think about their words. People who subscribe to the faith message, because we've made faith a message, we've made it a subject. People who subscribe to the faith message, they're big on their words. But, you know, you don't have to be. It's just the faith people who do that. And we've kind of made it an attitude of faith. If you have an attitude of faith, you'll think about your words. But that word spirit doesn't mean attitude. That word spirit really means spirit. It doesn't mean mind. It doesn't mean attitude. It means spirit. It's the Greek word pneuma, which always means spirit. Glory to God. When you hear spirit of truth, that's the Holy Spirit of truth. Amen. Spirit of wisdom and knowledge. Spirit of. We're connecting with Him, not connecting with an attitude, not connecting with just a work that we've got to tough it out. We've just got to do things. No, it's because we have the same Spirit. We have Him. The Spirit of faith is God in you. That word pneuma, Thayer's Greek lexicon, dictionary of the Bible, it says that that word pneuma is never referred to as a depersonalized force. Never referred to as a depersonalized force. So it's never an attitude. Never depersonalized. It's Him. The Spirit of God, He is personal. He is God. He is not some air, wind, you know, depersonalized thing. He is God. So we have, since we have the same Spirit, Him of faith, that's an attribute of Him. Because God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, makes everything with His words. Therefore, we also believe and speak. The reason we believe and speak is because He is in us. And He's the one who lives that way. And He's offering us to live that way. Now that we're connected to Him, now that He's in us, now that we're married to Him, he that is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. Since we have, not trying to get, not trying to work up an attitude, not trying to just do a mimic a behavior. Since we have Him, then begin to believe and speak, because He is in you to create. He is in you to both to will and to do of His good pleasure. It was God working with and confirming His word with signs following. Out of your spirit, out of your belly, there is a treasure in you. It's Him. It's Him. He made us what we call speaking spirits. But we don't just do it because we believe a message somebody taught us. He highlighted it for us so we could begin to act like God on the earth. He showed it to us so that we would pay attention to the words that we speak. But it's all because we have the same spirit of faith in us. James said, no man can tame the tongue. Man can't, but we have the same spirit of faith. And if we allow the greater one who's on the inside of us to help us, we can tame our tongue. Amen. In other words, you can't do it just out of willpower. Don't try. Because man can't do it. by the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? If you listen to Him, why would you say half the things you're saying? Because James said, how can you bless God and curse the other people who are made in His image? How can you have two streams flowing out? Right? He said, this shouldn't be. So in other words, it doesn't have to be. Are you getting any of this? The reason we believe and speak is because He is the one who started it all. He wants to create things in your life, show you things to come. He wants you to speak to the issues of life that are all around you. Amen? And not just let the world just go, oh, well, that's the way it is. Oh, well. No. Like Paul said, we're crowded, but we're not cramped. Stuff's coming at us, but we're pushing back. We're going to take what's on the inside of us, and we're going to create something around us, glory to God, that is protecting us. Amen. Your heart and your mouth connected are unstoppable. It's why it's important to watch the words that come out of your mouth. It's loaded. I said, it's loaded. There's so much power in our words. That's why we want to clean them up. That's why we want to use your powers for good. Amen. That's why I said, why do you strike other people down with the same words that you bless God with the same mouth you bless God with? Why do you curse this over here? Why are you cursing yourself with the same mouth you bless God with? I can't ever remember anything. I'm getting so old. You're cursing yourself with the same power that's in you to create things. Amen. James said, if any man is a hearer of the word and not a doer of it, what? He deceives himself. Right? Not a doer, meaning if you're not cooperating. Again, when we say doer, we're not just talking about doing works out of willpower. We're talking about out of our spirit cooperating with the way God made us to live. It's a new operating system. So if you're a hearer of God's word, what He said about you and who you are, and then you say something else, He said you actually deceive yourself. That word deceive there means you cheat. You're cheating. You're not playing by the rules. You're cheating. Says you're cheating your own heart. What does that mean? Your heart's meant to create things. Your heart and your words are meant to create things. And if you say, and you're hearing the word, but you're not doing it, you're not paying attention, you're just letting stuff just spew out of your mouth, you're cheating your heart of its real purpose on this earth. Now, when we say all these things, we're just endeavoring to take ourselves to the place He really has designed for us. It's still your choice. Amen. I said, it's still your choice. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So it's not that we're not trying to harp on everybody and say, oh no, now we got a whole new set of rules. No. It's still your choice how much of God you want to walk in, how much of God you want to cooperate with, how much of God you want in your life and in your home and in your marriage and in your job, and how much of Him you want. It's still your choice. We're just saying there's more available than maybe what we even thought or what we've paid attention to. Amen? Is this making sense? We have the same spirit of faith. We have Him. Why wouldn't we address things more like Jesus did? Speak to the storm. At storm came up, a disciple said, "Wake up, Jesus. We're dying. We don't want you to miss it." And he said, "Where's your faith? Where's your faith?" In other words, didn't I tell you we were going to the other side of the lake? I didn't tell you we were going to drown in the middle. Drowning in the middle is not the option. I said we're going to the other side. All of this is going together. Brother Jim's telling us, if you already have the answer, then the problem's not an issue. He already told you you're going to the other side. He calls the end from the beginning, always. That's who he is. He inhabits eternity. He knows where you're going. Amen. It's not just a suggestion. You know, if you'd like to get on board, let's go. He's already called the end from the beginning. If we start agreeing with him, amen, and say, well, you know, well, the storm came up. Oh, well, I guess he didn't know about the storm. No, it was irrelevant. The storm was irrelevant to the destination. Amen. Why didn't all the prophets prophesy about COVID in 2020? Why didn't all the people we receive from so much, why didn't they say, "Guys, get ready, it's going to get really weird. You're not even going to be able to see your family. You're going to have to stay in your house. You're not going to be able to go to work. You know, it's going to get so bad. You're not even going to be able to come to church." Why didn't the prophets tell us that? But what did they say? 2020 is going to be amazing. 2020 is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. There's going to be so much provision. This is what I was hearing. There's going to be so much provision. There's going to be so much this, so much that. And then COVID. Oh, we're all going down. But those who believed what he said, can you testify? Can you testify? It was one of our best years. One of our best years. We had months we weren't able to travel, but it was one of our best years. I mean, every need was met. We got no PPP money. We got no stimulus check. We got nothing from anybody but God. And he took care of us in grand style. Because as soon as we heard something was coming, we're like, nuh-uh. We agreed with God immediately. And we began to sow. We began sowing. Yeah, let's get this moving. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why did the prophets tell us about the doom and the gloom? Because that's not on God's agenda. God's saying, let's go to the other side. Let's go to the other side. If there's a storm that comes up, talk to it. Speak to it. Where's your faith? He calmed that storm. Amen. How much peace you have in your life is not dependent on the circumstances. How much peace you walk in, how much joy you walk in, has nothing to do with what's coming at you. It's what's coming out of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, be the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Believing and speaking is important, but it's because we have the same spirit of faith. And the more in tune with him you are, the easier it'll be to clean up the words that are coming out of your mouth. It won't be a work to work on your confession. It'll be fellowshipping with God and letting it come out of your spirit, because that's how he operates. That's how you operate. This is how things are done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a wise man will put a watch over his mouth. Amen. And not shoot the wrong things with your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I think we need to declare some things. since we have the same spirit of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Grab some microphones over there. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to tell you to do it. I'm not going to ask you to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there are some things that need to be spoken, that need to be said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kevin, Leanne, Jim, Aaron, Jerry, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Why don't you just stand to your feet? Let's change our posture for a moment, and let's release some faith in this place. How many of you know that you have this treasure in you, that you can cause light to shine in darkness? You know, wherever there's light, when light enters, darkness has to flee. And when we begin to declare, we begin to speak, we enable God to ride on top of the words that we say out of our mouth. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. Aren't you glad you don't have to go to a man and confess? You can just go straight to God and confess. Amen. How many of you know that you personally have a relationship with God? You don't have to go through a man. You know, there's some religions out there that say you do have to go to a man. But how many of you know that we've been invited into the holies of holies? Can you say amen? And we can come boldly in the time of need to find grace, to find help in the time of need. So why don't we just start with this, and then someone else is going to come and obey God and do whatever's next here. But let's say these things right now. I believe, I declare, all of my needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe Jesus is my healer tonight. Nothing's impossible to me because I believe Him. Right now, I declare out of my mouth, the life of God flows through me. And that life is flowing. It's healing. It's working God's pleasure in my life. I believe I'm blessed tonight. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. And I accept my place. I'm risen together with Him. And I see myself seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. And I declare out of my mouth, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm going over, I'm not going under. Thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph. The greater one is in me, and I'm an overcomer tonight. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah, I'm stepping up. Say, I'm stepping up. I'm moving up into the life of the Spirit that's available to me. Do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah, if you believe it, let's shout like we believe it so. Come on, lift your voice. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, because you know we win. We already know we win. Hallelujah, we already got the answer. So we're just going to go ahead and go all the way over onto the other side.
Hooking up your heart and your tongue together. Amen. When you first got filled with the Holy Spirit and it dawned on you, once again, it dawned on you that you weren't making it up, that it was coming up from the Spirit on the inside of you. Amen. The Holy Spirit hooking up with your spirit, speaking with other tongues. And now you can, just like Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with my understanding. You can speak from your spirit at will. At will. Amen. Locate where you're speaking from. Locate where you're speaking from. Amen? Because spirit communication is heart and mouth. It's not emotion and mouth. Oh, God, I wish you would just do something. That's not spirit communication. And the spirit of faith doesn't hook up with that. The spirit of faith is in your spirit, not in your emotions, not in your feelings, not in your mind. God is not a mind, He's a spirit. So learn to find out where you're speaking from. Are you speaking out of frustration or are you speaking out of your spirit? Amen. Keep the fight spiritual. The weapons of our warfare, we sang about it, are not carnal, not of this world. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen? Keep the fight spiritual. Don't ever try to outthink the devil. You will lose. You can't outthink him, but you can outtalk him. From here. When you connect by speaking with other tongues, it's a wonderful exercise. And Jim taught so well this morning about stirring up, praise God, that well on the inside of us. Glory to God. That when we speak, hallelujah, glory, we're connecting with Him. Amen. When we connect with Him, with our heart and with our mouth, now we're in that place where our heart is completely open to Him. Amen. We're more aware of Him, building up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy. It's all connected. It's all connected. Amen. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit. To one is given by the Spirit. To another is given by the same Spirit. Same Holy Ghost. Why are we living as mere humans? When you pray in the Spirit and hook your tongue up to your spirit, you will begin to recognize more and more that you're flowing out of your heart and not out of your head. Amen. And the more you do it, the better at it you get. Amen. This morning, I didn't say anything, but this morning there was a wonderful demonstration that God was doing. After we had prayed, after Pastor Ed came up and we were continuing to magnify God with other tongues, and there was such unction and everybody was flowing out of their heart, and right after that, the offering was received. And people were given from their heart because the heart was already open. Now the text was from your heart. Now the envelope was from your heart. And I'm telling you, it'll get back to you when it's from your heart. Amen. The church gets the same amount. But it comes back to you when it comes from your heart. It works for you when it comes from your heart. Glory to God. Amen. Faith activates the grace of God to prosper. And as every interaction with God is through the heart, if you'll just pray in tongues before you open your checkbook. Pray in tongues before, I mean, not as a work, as a connection point. Just as a connection point. I'm opening up, I'm just remembering to open up my heart. Praise the Lord. I gave Aaron a little present when we got here this week, and we both enjoy coffee, and most of my friends do, and no, I'm just kidding, because Leanne doesn't like coffee, but anyway, I'm a coffee girl. I travel all the time, and hotel coffee is nasty, so I bring my own coffee, and I do a pour over thing. I bring a filter and the all that, and then Aaron turned me on to this amazing mug that keeps it hot all the time. Heaven in a cup. So I gave Aaron a little kit to do the that I kind of made up to do some coffee. And what you do with a pour over, I'm just going to give you a lesson here in a pour over coffee. Is you put the grounds in the filter and you put just a little bit of boiling water on it, and they say you let it bloom. you let it kind of, it just kind of swells up a little bit before you pour the rest of it in there, and it makes it wonderful. And so Erin said she got an illustration out of that. And she said when she starts praying in the Holy Ghost, she says, I start kind of seeing it bloom. Something just starting on the inside. So when you pray in other tongues, whether you're praying about a certain direction or anything, anytime you pray in the Spirit, you are hooking up your tongue to your spirit at will from that place. Do that before you give in an offering. Do that before you call somebody on the phone. Do it before you read the Bible. Connect with Him. Things are starting to move up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.